They go back to the vomit that they claimed that they were converted from. How does that work? It doesn't. For example, Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, but rejoins the band and lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from. Let me tell you how that works, friends. By feeding upon the hirelings of the day and refusing to do your own due diligence in searching scriptures for yourselves. According to Brian's world, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world, Antichrist, in order to influence people for the Lord? Now, friends, I can't find that in the Word. The same thing goes for the likes of Alice Cooper. He said that he got saved because he was afraid that he would go to hell. Again, I can't find that in Scripture, but I can find where we are to fear the Lord in being converted from our sins and putting our trust in Jesus Christ through godly repentance, which is a work of the Holy Ghost. His stage antics during his live tours, Alice Cooper, of course, include being beheaded by the hands of a sexy nurse and a guillotine, using baby dolls and then impaling them with a shiny sword, and with spiders draped over his eyelids and a straitjacket with blood running down? Come on, friends. What happened to, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The good thing is that Alice said that he could never turn back on his fans. Now, if that were true, then why isn't he preaching repentance? A faithful witness delivers souls, friends. I would remind my readers that Jesus Christ is the standard here and not your favorite celebrities. This all comes back to the mushroom converts that the modern gospel has produced. The message is, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. The parable of the sower is found in Matthew 13 and Luke 8. So we're going to use the harmony of the gospels to look at six characteristics of a false conversion. Mark chapter 4, verse 5. There are immediate results with the false convert. That is, he hears the modern message of everlasting life and says, I want that. There's no weighing of the issues. And yet Jesus said, what man goes to war without checking out what the enemy's got? What man builds a tower without seeing if he's got enough materials? Luke 8, 6. There's a lack of moisture. There's no thirst for the living God. Matthew 13, verse 6, there's no root, there's no depth of godly character. Mark chapter 4, verse 16, they received the word with gladness, and this is the key. You see, when the law is not preached, sin is not seen as being exceedingly sinful. Paul said, by the commandment, sin became exceedingly sinful. And when sin is not seen in the light of what it is, being exceedingly sinful, there's no trembling before a holy God. There's no contrition, no sorrow for sin. So the false convert receives the word with gladness. Matthew chapter 13, verse 20, they received the word with joy. Their laughter isn't turned to mourning, and their joy isn't turned into heaviness. Luke chapter 8, verse 13, for a while they do believe, they have a genuine false conversion experience. So what are the fruits of a new convert? Well, according to Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, there is the fruit of repentance. If we are soundly saved, we will have the evidence of repentance. Zacchaeus said, behold, Lord, I give half my goods to the poor, and if I have wronged anyone, I will pay back fourfold. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, the fruit of good works. If you read the book of Titus, Titus continuously says things like, let those who have believed in God be careful to maintain good works. Jesus himself said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. The fruit of thanksgiving. Oh, once you've seen the cross, you will say, oh, thanks be to God for the unspeakable gift. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit. If you are soundly saved, if you are a genuine convert, you will manifest the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Philippians chapter 1, verse 11, the fruits of righteousness. You will do that which is right. He will lead you in the paths of righteousness. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I was just going to highlight some video that was taking place on the Capitol floor and that of Oregon, where we literally have a man dressed up as a woman, abominably dancing around erratically like an absolute madman. And again, dressed as a woman. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. The Lord calls that an abomination as well. But for some reason, they pulled that video down. And again, it's one of those things that people need to see as to what's going on, because for the people not to see it bewilders me first and foremost. But secondly, it's amazing to me that those that do know, how they sit there and they watch these men dressed as women go ahead and pollute the waters from the inside out. And then the American people sit back and ask the question as to what's wrong with their country. Again, they pulled the video, friends, just so you know how all of this works. In Oregon right now, they have a man dressed as a woman, an abominable individual foaming out his shame, dancing around erratically, and the said representatives are sitting there staring at him, acting like a madman, a reprobate, in fact, which he is, who's been given over to himself. Read Romans 1:26, and they're sitting there with a pleasant smile on their face. And no wonder, because you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree concerning the lesbian governor that the people in the state of Oregon tolerate. And don't sit there and again tell me that any of these people have been voted in, like that of Colorado, Jared Polis, who's a known pedophile. And we can see what's happening from the top to the bottom concerning the people in that country or in that state as well. I apologize, friends. I apologize. I just said country. No, your state. But do understand that your forefathers used to call their states their countries. And again, I'm feeding on this kind of stuff, so it comes out. So again, I don't mean to confuse anybody in the process. Folks, we see what's going on in the country, and what we're going to do is I'm just going to stick to the plan here concerning what it is that we're going to talk about. But before we do that, again, if you want to go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know you can check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also 13 to 15 articles every day written by yours truly, morning show host Tim Brown, who is also the editor of that website, from contributors he's adding, mind you, contributors from all over the country that are actually a part of the answer concerning the culture war that we are all to be in. That includes every single one of us that live in the borders of the United States of America. You can also check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And one more time, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to highlight here, friends, is the fact that over the last couple days, we've been highlighting, I guess today, P.S., posted note, posted script, I guess today is Juneteenth month. Oh my goodness. I mean, is this something else? Did you guys know that in the state of Illinois right now, the said radical racist, if you want to call them for what they are, because that's what they are, who's trying to browbeat white people into submission to standing on the behalf of those that suffered 200, 300 years ago in this country. He's actually taking money from the taxpayers in the state of Illinois, get this, and he's giving the said people, the black people, namely, reparations. He's giving them reparations. He's stealing from those that don't work to give to those that do in this particular case, and he's doing this in the face of the people in Chicago even as we speak. I mean, what is the definition of an insurrectionist right there? I also want to get people to understand that, folks, there was also white slave owners, if you want to really get down to it. But let's go back to the point that I was just going to make, because I don't want to get involved in dividing people one against another. But I can tell you they're always looking for a useful idiot that will go ahead and push that narrative to pit the people one against another, right? Yet the Bible tells us we all are of one nation of blood. All nations are one blood, Acts 17:26. And again, they want to use that to pit people one against another. But just a sincere question, can you imagine the white people in this country having a month dedicated to themselves? I mean, folks, is this getting to the point of being absolutely ridiculous? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And for the record, many people have tried to accuse me of being this, that, and the other thing. One of those was Bradley Dean's a racist, but it doesn't work when I have a black guitar player. It's not an issue of color. It's an issue of character and the content of character. Bradley's a racist. Yeah, you can't throw that on me when we have a Hispanic singer, right? Yeah, see how that doesn't work? Yeah. And only if people would pull the curtain back to see for themselves as to how the mainstream media attacks the people that are trying to unify us under the umbrella of who we are in Christ. Amen? And that's what we're called to do. Again, read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Check that out when you get a moment. But I picked this up, this topic in which we're talking about today, from Michael Tate. And yesterday I began to highlight confesses to cocaine use, inappropriate conduct with men. This is the band called Newsboys. They're sold to you by Christian labels as, you know, the standard in which we're to go by. And this is the band that you want your kids to listen to. And then we find out the very next day, Michael Tate hit with new allegations, including drugging and assaulting underage fans. Keep in mind, his crimes are homosexual crimes. Okay. And then we get an apology because he admitted recent allegations, but Michael Tate, at least he apologized, right? And this is what the American people will let up. And they'll just stand back and they'll say, that's good enough. He apologized. He's sorry. No, the only thing that he's sorry for, friends, is the fact that he was caught. And that is the truth of the matter. The only thing that he's sorry for is the fact that he was caught. Now, I want you to listen to this because some people will say, well, Bradley, you know, you're being kind of harsh on these guys. No, I am not in any sense of the word. Yesterday, I'd asked you a question about where is the love when it comes to the fact that Jesus bled the battlefield of Calvary for a perfect church, right? A one without spot or blemish. Where is the one that defends the gospel rather than makes excuses as to why they don't offend the gospel? We're to give no offense in our ministry. So we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm giving you a quick heads up. We're going to be at a picnic at the park at Parrish Park. This will be at KHNC 1360 events. Picnic at the park, Parrish Park, KHNC 1360 event, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this will be in Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th. Hope to see you there, friends. We're coming a long way to do that. To take the time and to come see you. So hopefully you'll take the time to come see us again. One more time, if you want to give us a call before we get into the content of the show, 281-845-4704. Now, what we've been talking about, friends, and I'm trying to get on track here. Now, please, if you call in, please stick to the topic because it's important that you do. Yesterday, I had highlighted that I came out of the rock and roll scene, touring across the country, only to be put back into a position of being a drummer for a national band that was the number one rated band in the country. And we had several record label offers. We didn't go along with it because we knew that dictation would come along with it. And that was in the secular side. In the Christian side of it, it was interesting how when I first got into the Christian scene, we played with all these national bands right off the bat, and I noticed the hypocrisy and how it stunk to high heaven from the very get-go. They were a bunch of counterfeits. They were a bunch of individuals posing as something that they clearly were not, in fact, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Let me ask you something, friends. For those that do such a thing, is Christ the minister of sin? Absolutely not. Well, then, if the Bible speaks against it, then why are people trying to defend it, right? Read John 8:11 when you get a moment as well. Now, I want to get into this because there's a lot of good content here. We brought up Brian Head Welsh. You guys have probably all have heard of him. And if you haven't, your kids probably have. He was a guitar player from Korn. And he made a big ado about quitting the band and coming out because he couldn't be a part of it anymore. And what was interesting about it is he claimed that he was converted, yet he didn't bear the fruit of conversion. But he quit doing all the bad things, which is a sign of it, of course. But if you look at 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, you're going to see the fruit of conversion. And also, if you look at 2 Corinthians 10, you're going to find that when your obedience is fulfilled in Christ, you're going to take vengeance on all disobedience. Well, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose, friends. I did an article, and it's called Celebrity Conversions That Just Don't Line Up with Scripture. And it's almost every single one of them. I kid you negative. And the reason I'm bringing up Brian Head Welsh is because once Brian Head Welsh was starting to be called out for the fact that he rejoined the band Korn, folks, I mean, this is like one of the most demonic bands that are out there. I mean, the singer of this band is foul-mouthed from the very beginning to the very end, and somehow Brian Head Welsh, the guitar player that got converted, well, he was like a sow that went back into his own mire, or a dog that returned to his vomit, because he rejoined the band. Now, again, holding to Scripture, why is it so important that we're talking about this? Because when you look at Scripture, the Bible clearly tells us, again, just giving people the Word of God, and I know many professors don't like hearing the Word of God because it confronts them, and the Holy Ghost convicts them as well. Well, let me tell you this. If you're being convicted by the Holy Ghost, that is a blessing and not a curse. Because that's what drives you to the cross of repentance, where you put your faith in Christ as the law is the schoolmaster to drive you to it, where it can do no more. That's Galatians 3:24. That's Psalm 19:7. And friends, if you also look at that, I want to go over and I want to show you something to add to this to confirm that position and praise God again that you are being convicted, because the Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in known sin. So if you're in known sin and you're being convicted, that's again a state, a blessing, and not a curse. Now, read John 16, starting verse 8 as well. But when you read Romans 12:2, and I want you to lie this to Brian Head Welsh, and I got many more I'm going to highlight here, along with Michael Tate from the Newsboys. They call themselves Christians, and yet what they do is they say they're converted, and then they go back to the very sinful lifestyle that they said that they were converted from. How does that work? That's not a conversion, friends. That's hypocrisy on display for the world to see. Brian Head Welsh from Korn coming out and talking about how he's been saved from his sin, but then returns to the band that promotes nothing but sin. Again, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Not for Brian. Not for Brian in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, let me show you something here. When he was being called out after he went back to the band, I want you to listen carefully. And this is the problem with most people. The first thing Brian said was what? Brian Head Welsh comes back and he says, you know, after he rejoined the band, he begs other Christians to just show more compassion to those with different values. Well, wait a second. Christians don't have different values. We all have the values that have been birthed in us through the regeneration, the born-again experience, that bring forth glory to Christ, not to the devil. So what we have here is we have a compromiser asking you to be more compassionate if you're a Christian, because he's got different values than that of Christ. That's exactly what he's saying. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can see exactly what it says. Korn guitarist Brian Welch explains why he rejoined the band. He begs other Christians to show more compassion to those with different values. Well, I'll tell you what, you can see that he was converted back because he was never converted forward. Okay? He never repented before God. It was a worldly repentance that works to death because he slid back into the same position that he was before. He might not do all the things that he did before, but I'll tell you what, who's influencing who for him to go back to the band? I mean, it's pretty telling, is it not? What does Romans 12:2 tell us? It says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Folks, this is not Christianity. This is a lack of Christianity. Can you imagine how confused all those kids are that are going to a Korn concert and saying, "Wait a second, I thought you said that you were a Christian. 2 days ago, I wanted to show you that love goes further than just talking about it." When I was in Anaheim, California a couple years back, I took the time to go confront Brian. And I did it in a respectful manner. But I also gave it to him hard in the sense of, "Dude, what are you doing? You're confusing people to no end, and it's not a good message to put to anybody." Now, I want to go fast forward really quick because I want to go to a guy named Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper is another one of those guys. Alice Cooper said that the reason he got saved, this is what he said. All of you hippies out there that love Alice Cooper and you believe somehow or another he's now a converted Christian, well, then let me ask you something. Oh, here, let me say this. Alice Cooper said that he got saved because he was afraid that he would go to hell. That's a diabolical fear, isn't it? And yes, the Holy Ghost uses that as well. But it's not the hell that he should fear, because I cannot find what he said. But what I can find is where we are to fear the Lord in being converted from our sins. Again, Psalm 19:7, Luke 12:4 tells us we're supposed to fear the Lord. We're not to fear man. We're not to fear hell. And when you hear hellfire preachers, I'm just here to tell you first and foremost, friends, that is unscriptural. Hell is the consequence of those that remain in their sin, period. What caused them to repent in the first place? The fact that they repent, or that they offended a just and a holy God. Not that they offended hell, they offended the Lord. And therefore, the Holy Ghost brings about godly repentance. Let me go on here. It's also interesting to note that Mr. Alice Cooper, while he has shared with so many that he's now a converted Christian, it's interesting how he still goes back out onto stage with his stage antics during his live tours, including Alice Cooper being beheaded by the hands of a, as they call it, a sexy nurse. There's pictures. I'm not showing anybody this. Hands of a sexy nurse, where he loses his head to a guillotine. He uses baby dolls and then impaling them with shiny swords, all with spiders draped over his eyelids and his straitjacket with blood running down his body. He wants you to believe he's a Christian, though, friends. Do you see what's so offensive about what I'm talking about here? I hope so. You know, it's interesting, again, because here comes that straight line. And it talks about in 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, though we're called to go to them, preachers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" We're going to come right back to this topic. Oh, folks, we could spend a whole week on this topic. It's pretty hypocritical, to say the least. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 281-845-4704. Be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about as we're going forward here, we're talking about false conversions. And this is called going back to what you said you've been repented of. And it's important because we took this from the fact that a Christian Post, which, by the way, I believe is a propaganda outlet, has taken the time to let us know that Michael Tate confesses to cocaine use, inappropriate contact with men, he's a sodomite. Michael Tate again hit with new allegations, including drugging, assaulting underage fan, and then he comes out and he apologizes for his felonious activity. And somehow or another, in a Christian scene, this is supposed to be acceptable, and we're supposed to show him more compassionate concerning his willful sin as he represents the world as himself as a Christian. If you don't have a righteous indignation when you see someone counterfeit in the body of Christ, I seriously, you know what? Not me. You seriously need to ask yourself what spirit you're born of, that you're okay with it. Truly, truly, truly. Is anybody above it? Absolutely not. But the fact of the matter is, look at how far it's gone. And look at how many years this has been going on. And it hasn't been stopped. And in me understanding what's in the Christian scene, you need to understand, friends, that it's not a Christian scene. What they're doing is effeminizing individuals, and they're putting them up in the face of the people as Christians. This is done purposely. Now, I just highlighted none other than Brian Head Welch, asking people to be more compassionate with people with other values other than Christ. He's a hypocrite. He is a dog that went back to his own vomit. Then we highlighted the fact that Alice Cooper, who says he's saved as well, he got saved because he's afraid to go to hell, but his stage antics are what they always have been. So there's absolutely no difference. How is Christ glorified through any of this? I mean, and then now we're in the month of June, right? Do you see these sodomites? Do you see these Christian bands preaching out against sin, Hosea 6:5? Do you see them preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2? No, you don't. And if they're not preaching out against it, it's because they're guilty of it. Here, maybe this explains, listen carefully. Y'all know who Lauren Daigle is, right? She's been put up as the new queen in the Christian movement. Man, it's amazing how many secular kids love her. But modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle couldn't answer the question as concerning homosexuality. See, as long as they're stupefied, as long as they're a part of the world and the spirit of the world, they can still be a part of that system, and they can call themselves whatever they want. The reason, again, that they're put up is to confuse the people at large. The way that you know the difference is when you take the time and search the scriptures for yourself. 2 Timothy 2:15. Listen to this. Did you know that what they call Christian artists in the Christian scene, a lack of, did you know that Jennifer Knapp, she was a big Christian artist. Did you know that she came out as a lesbian? You see what I'm talking about? Another guy by the name of Dan Hazelton, he was in the Christian scene too. He came out as a sodomite, a homosexual. So what they're doing is partaking with the sin that the Lord condemns, and yet somehow or another, they're Christians. Nope, a lack thereof. You ever heard of Vicky Beseeching? She's a lesbian. She came out as a lesbian in the Christian scene. You want to know why people don't know the difference? Because that's who they've got their eyes fixed upon. You ever heard of Marcia Stevens before? Marcia Stevens is another lesbian that came out. She was a part of the Christian scene. What about Ray Bolt from the 1990s? He's the guy that used to sing the song, "Thank You, Lord, for giving to me." And again, when I first got saved, I'm in the center of all of this, coming directly out of the world, being born and lifted up by the Spirit of Christ, Romans 6, the whole chapter is fantastic. And I'm in the middle of it just saying, guys, this isn't Christianity. This is a part of the problem. This isn't a Christianity that I see in the Bible. It's not the Lord's disciples. These are hell's disciples. You can make no distinction between what you see in here and what you see in the world. Oh, let me keep going on. Ray Bolts, he was another one, a singer in the Christian scene who came out as a sodomite. And what do these people put up for? Deceive professed Christian audiences because they don't know the difference. I mean, the scripture is clear. Thou shalt not lie with mankind. As with womankind, it's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. 31 other references condemning, along with American law, condemning sodomy as crimes against nature. Wow. You know, these are people that put themselves up as believers who are not believers. They're devils. is what they are. You know, and I want to back that up with scripture so you can hear for yourself clearly. When you look at James 4:4, it says this. Listen to what the Lord uses. He says, concerning the words, the vernacular, you adulterers, you infidels. He said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? He hates it. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. These people aren't preaching against sin. They're the ones trying to defend it. They're the ones that are choosing to offend God in their lifestyles by playing the hypocrites in face of the people. Again, let me say it the third time in the show. That's why they have been put up. But I want to say something to all of you hypocrites, that you profess one thing and you exhibit the opposite. You're an avowed atheist is what you would say. You're a fool. You dare the justice of God, not only upon yourself, but upon the people that you go to and poison. But avowed atheists are not a tenth as dangerous as those preachers who scatter doubt and stab at faith. That's exactly what these people are doing. They're an abomination in the sight of God, and they're put up by Christian labels as Christians. Look at folks from the 1960s that love what they call love, which is a lack of love, and that compassion and mercy and grace, which is a lack thereof in all three categories. Look at the fruit of what they've raised up in this country today. I'm highlighting them right now. And this is what comes from the pulpits in America, and this is what's tolerated by the people. 281-845-4704. I got Margie calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Margie?
Hi, Bradley. Well, kind of hear me out on this for a minute. The last thing I want to be in this world is a compromiser when it comes to the Word of God. I am working very hard to know the correct Word of God and reading my Bible. But when I look at all these people that are making tons of money, Alan Jackson, Carrie Underwood, I know they're controlled, right? We all know they're controlled. This morning I was listening to Amazing Grace by Carrie Underwood, and it brings tears to my eyes. And I don't want to be a sinner, and I don't want to be part of this world, but it's like they are saying they're Christians. They are saying, you know, they're married. They're not bisexual or gay or whatever. Alan Jackson has a gospel album that I love, but I don't want to be a sinner. And I need to know an answer from you. Is that living in the world? Am I?
Well, no. First of all, that's why they've been put up. She's no more a Christian than the devil is. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. If he's been converted, how is it that he's got one foot in the world and one foot in the church? Jesus said he would spew them out of the mouth. The other thing, Margie, it doesn't matter what I say. It matters what the Word of God says. And that's what I continuously point my finger back to. When you look at
the... But I'm still naive when it comes to the Word of God. I'm still learning.
Yeah, yep. And I understand that. Well, that's why I'm drawing the line in the sand here. And that's why I'm giving you scripture references right now, because they're claiming to be something clearly that they are not. You said that Carrie Underwood... you know, she brings tears to your eyes. Well, you got to be careful of your emotions, number one, but there is an anointing, right? And the enemy mocks everything that of the Lord. And there's an anointing that is a demonic anointing. And I'm referencing Isaiah 10:27 as well, but there is one that counters that, that appeals to the flesh. It keeps you where you're at. It brings no repentance whatsoever. It doesn't teach you to walk in holiness. It teaches you to walk in compromise and you're okay. I want you to contemplate this just for one moment. When you look at Matthew 4:10 tells us that the devil, a man that was completely possessed by devils, ran up to Jesus and worshiped him. Are you hearing me?
So I'm hearing you.
Okay, so if the devils can do it, so can Carrie Underwood. So can, right. And I'm talking about, I want to make reference to something. George Whitefield said, a man without grace is half devil and half beast. So when we look at these individuals that all the well know what scripture says, or they just do their best to avoid it because they think somehow by not knowing it that they're not going to be held accountable for it, they're completely deceived. But when you look at a Carrie Underwood, you look at these other compromisers, they all the well know what they're doing. They have a conscience just like me and you do. But they've been deceived by the hirelings in the pulpits today, John 10:12, that it's okay to live in the world and not be of it. The Bible calls that a spirit of Antichrist. And when you look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it talks about the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is a spirit of Antichrist. And then when you go over to 1 John chapter 4, it talks about those that are of God hear God. And those that are of the world, they don't hear God because they're not of God. And there's a big difference. When we're born of the Spirit of God and we walk in holiness, we're going to notice when someone's not doing the same thing through discerning of spirits, because that's what he promised to give us. Hang on a second, Margie. I'll take you up in just one moment.
Okay.
Hang on 1 minute. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking right now about how many have called themselves Christians, and in the process of calling themselves Christians, they said they were converted, only to find out that they went back to the very things that they claimed that they were converted from. Here, let me give you another one. I'm going to pull up Margie, and I'm also going to pull up Mike here in just a moment here. Check this out. This is Bob Dylan. You guys all heard back in the 80s how he got saved, right? No, it was just another con. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Don't listen to me, friends. Don't listen to a thing I'm telling you. Look at their fruit, okay? Also, let's take a look at Mr. Bob Dylan so you can decide for yourself, because he tells you right out of his mouth as to who he's serving by name.
Listen to what Bob Dylan says, debatably one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing.
Goes back to the destiny thing when asked on 60 Minutes why he still does it.
I made a bargain with it, you know.
He said, I made a bargain with it. He's talking about the devil.
Oh, long time ago. And
he said, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end of the bargain.
I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Yep, and it goes back to Matthew 4. If you bow down to me and worship me, I'll give all this to you because it's mine to give. And that's exactly what Bob Dylan did. And he's telling you that's what he did. And this isn't in the 80s, folks. This is after the 80s. So apparently converted Bob Dylan was unconverted. And then he comes out and blurts the truth out in his confusion by telling you that he's serving the devil and keeping up his end of the bargain.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
The interviewer asks, who did you make the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
He said Bob Dylan did, the chief commander on this earth.
This earth?
And in this earth and then in a world we can't see.
So he's talking about the devil. And yet how many people are deceived into believing that these are Christian men and women? It's astounding. It truly is. Margie, I got you back up. Go on with your comments.
Well, I was going to say, when I said it brings tears to my eyes, I do love her voice, number one. But number two, I do, it sounds crazy, but I pray to God when I turn on my music on Pandora, I don't spend money on it. I know they're controlled. And I pray that God knows what's in my heart and that I follow the songs that are scriptural.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a sinner. I don't want to be an idolater.
Neither do I, Margie. That's why I repented of it. I repented of it. I'm not saying I'm trying not to be. I'm not putting myself under that fountain. I'm not putting myself in the position to be influenced by the spirit of the world. I want to say something just so you understand it. I came from the rock and roll world. There's a lot of guys in the rock and roll world that are anointed by God, but they're using their giftings for the devil. Okay? I remember a band, Queensryche. Jeff Tate would sing. Oh, my goodness. You could feel chills going up and down your spine. Queen of the Reich, Take Hold of the Flame. I mean, the list goes on. Another guy, Ronnie James Dio. Oh, my goodness, the most powerful voice in rock and roll. By the way, he used to be a preacher. He used to be a singer, a praise and worship singer who was converted to the devil. And before he died, he wanted to make sure everybody knew who he was serving, but yet he would deny it with the devil's horns up in the air talking about leaving and getting away from the light and going into the darkness. I wonder how that's working out for him. But when that man sang, there was an anointing on his life. But it was a dirty anointing. It was a demonic anointing because it wasn't being used for the Lord. So there's a distinction to be made there as well.
And the Lord gives him these amazing voices, and
yep.
I just want, so he doesn't see what's in my heart. He just sees what I'm, can you explain that he doesn't see how I feel in my heart about it?
I didn't say that he doesn't see what's in your heart. He does see what's in your heart. And he's telling you through his word to come out from among them and be separate and not to touch the unclean thing, as I was making reference in 2 Corinthians 6:14. I mean, this is elementary scripture, and I'll go through some of it in just a moment here, Margie, after I talk with Mike from Wyoming. But again, yes, okay. Of course he does. And again, this is the importance of staying in the Word and going to him for all of the questions that we need answered. And obviously, that's why we have apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and pastors for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the work of the ministry. I totally get all of that. But we have to stay saturated in the Word of God. And when we're saturated in the Word of God, we get cleaned up. He cleans us out. He regenerates us. He sprinkles clean water upon us to cleanse us from all of our filthiness, making reference to Ezekiel 36. He talks about in John 17, sanctify me by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Well, you get sanctified and you get cleaned up by the Holy Ghost. You're going to get around dirty people and you're going to discern it. Because it was the Lord that said that you're to sanctify yourself, number one, and it's a work of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. But when you get around dirty people, he's also the one that said, be holy as I'm holy. And out of gratitude, when we walk in holiness and honoring the sacrifice of the Father through the Son, guess what we're going to discern by the Holy Ghost? What to stay away from, what not to partake with. Now, the greatest miracle...
I understand, Bradley.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. I just want to make clear.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
The greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, empower him by the Holy Ghost to go back into that unholy situation. But now that man is influencing the sinners rather than the sinners influencing the man of God that's empowered by the Holy Ghost. We got Mike calling in from Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, I was, what about Dave Mustaine, who claims he was OD'd like 10 or 11 times and claims he saw hell, and I think he said he was a Christian or converted, I believe, but he still tours. He's got a lot of songs about conspiracy, and he does do a lot of good work opening people's eyes on that, but still he's got a lot of satanic-looking stuff on his albums, like Skull and stuff. So yep. I don't know if he's...
Well,
Christian or not, that's what I thought.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, Mike, I'm endorsed by some of the companies that Nick Menza, his former drummer, used to be one of my endorsees. He would endorse my cymbals. I had my own drum series, so on and so forth. Nick Menza is his former drummer. And we had some conversations about Dave. And in the process of that, I said yesterday that Nick Menza's email was 666. That's why I got in his face and loved on him. More so than just talking about how bad he is. And I did just that several times. But one of the things, now going back to Dave Mustaine, it's another example of what we're talking about here, my friend. They say one thing, but they're still doing all the same things they did before they got converted. That is not Christianity. All things become new. It is absolutely true. All things become new because you're now born of the Spirit, and it's an undefiled seed, as the Bible tells us. And it tells us as well as in 1 John 3:6-9, it says, those that are in Christ sinneth not. And these are the ones that are going back to their sinful lifestyle because they're doing their best. Well, the fact of the matter is do-gooders doesn't mean that they're born of the Spirit of God. It means that they're do-gooders. And those that are born of the Spirit of God, they're to be the ones that are defending the real faith. So they can go ahead and call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, Mike. But when Dave has the opportunity, when he goes out and he stands in front of 20, 30, 40,000 people, is he preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ or is he singing his old demonic songs?
He's, like I said, a lot of his songs are conspiracy,
yeah,
which are opening their people's eyes to stuff that's going on in the world.
Yep.
He's got one like... A lot of political songs, I guess you call them political.
Yeah, like Peace Sells, and the list goes on. Yes. Yep, we used to play all that stuff. You know what's interesting about that, and if you don't mind me saying this, and this is discernment, I believe that Dave Mustaine has a prophetic gifting because I know exactly what you're talking about when it comes to his type of music and what he's written about. I believe that he is a prophetic dude, but he needs to get in all the way concerning what his call is as under the Lord. Because what he's doing is he's confusing people. And if that wasn't true, people wouldn't be calling and saying, hey, Bradley, what are your thoughts about Dave Mustaine? What are your thoughts about Carrie Underwood? And the list goes on. Well, again, we need to understand that Christianity is 100% Christianity. It's not a little dabble do you, and you can be friends with the world and you can go to church on Sunday. But as long as you're in church on Sunday and you live like the devil 6 days a week, you're still okay. No. That's not a converted man. That's not a that is not a man that's born again of the Spirit of God. And I'm just telling you with Mike, I'm just telling you about Dave Mustaine. I just believe he's got a call, but he sincerely needs to repent of his sins. And I don't care how harmless they may seem to the rest of us or how well his lyrics are in opening up our eyes. That's absolutely true. But I can tell you this, I can see that from other attributes or other people as well as to how they're doing good things. But I'll tell you what, they hate God as much as they ever have before, and they still do. And if we really love the Lord, that's all we're going to do is cling to him. And furthermore, when you look at Jeremiah 29:11-13, he's the one that said that we are to seek him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, not just in part. And so I'm not here to kick him to the curb. I'm just saying, Dave, you need to repent of your sin, dude, all the way. Either you're all the way in or you're not. I totally appreciate your phone call, Mike. I really do. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. How about tomorrow we talk about false converts versus true converts? That's the best way to do it because I am not the standard. Christ Jesus is, Acts 17:31. See ya.